rest. I work for 7 days, give my blood and sweat. I need a better way to pay the rent, maybe take a second to celebrate the fact that we're even alive. It's like I gotta be free, I can't hold it back. Let me smoke a fat, pour the Hennessy and throw it back. I need to go with a remedy for the soul is that MC's flowing and the melody to go with that. All I know is that humans have limitation, but we do better not to let it intimidate them. So if you're facing a situation, have faith to face with God's grace to liberate when you
close your eyes and dream about a world where music sings to make everybody.
Something. This is Miss P, and today on the show we have as a guest host the Piano Man. Hey, Piano Man.
Yeah. What's going on?
What's going on? I'm super excited that you have taken time out of your crazy schedule to be on the show with me today. I'm so like elated, and my cheeks are already like in this, like the Chester Cat, you know, mold, because I already know that you're going to have me cracking up.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Got the Colgate smile going on.
Exactly. That's what's happening right now, okay? I just want you to know that. Today's show, we're going to have on the BR Time Bomb. That was their song, again, that we just listened to, Believe in Something. I really love that song because it's really like giving strength to all those that don't have something to believe in something. Mm-hmm. If you believe in nothing, find something to believe in. So we're going to mm-hmm. be talking right. to them in a few. We're also going to be talking to the CEO himself, who does videos, music videos for people. And I've seen some of his work on YouTube, and we'll get into all of that later. But he's definitely somebody that you need to be looking up if you're trying to make a music video, because he's really, mm-hmm. really talented. We're also going to be talking to Jeremy Thornton, an upcoming singer, artist as well. He's also a force to be reckoned with because he has, like, a really, mm-hmm. really trendy style of music and stuff like that. So that, and then we have the piano man, which is hilarious. Yeah. And also someone who does music, plays the piano, does all those good things as well, very talented yourself. So I'm just excited to always be around, like, positive people like yourself. So yay for the Intune show for always being surrounded with great people like yourself. So anyway, Piano Man, I mean, what is going on? It is Black History Month, and we really haven't touched on it this month. So, I mean, share with us your feelings on Black History Month.
Oh, well. Black History Month, a lot of people know, we celebrate the whole month itself. And as we all know, there's many, many, many famous Black Americans who have, you know, impacted our lives in a great way and who have changed the course of history. Many men, powerful, full of wisdom, full of intelligence, full of education, who have led the way for a lot of us and a lot of the liberties that we have now. We seriously have to thank them, you know, for it. A lot of people don't know the origin itself of Black History Month. Did you know that? I mean, it's funny how when you ask a lot of people around the way, anywhere, and you ask them, what does Black History Month mean to you? They kind of go on a little pause, you know. They talk about, you know, how, you know, we celebrate, you know, the liberation of slavery, how we abolished slavery, how, you know, Black Americans have reached, you know, their rights as just human beings, our God-given rights to actually be able to live and not be oppressed anymore. And there's two people that I believe we have to thank for that. Dr. Carter G. Woodson and Reverend Jesse E. Moreland. If anybody actually knows the history of the Black History origin, in 1915 they co-founded the ASNLH, which is the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History. And their goal was basically to research and create an awareness, you know, to the ignored Black, you know, community. What a lot of people don't understand was the foundation of America was built on the back of Black slaves. You see, you know, we played a crucial role in the development of this country. And, you know, you could try to ignore that all you want, but it's there. It's in black and white. And you can see it. It's in history. It's just facts. And what I like about Dr. Carter was that he stressed education. You know, a lot of people, they knock on reading and creating that awareness in books and liberating your mind and just, you know, not letting yourself be molded by society just mold yourself and come to who you want to be. You understand? You get what I'm saying? And
absolutely.
It's incredible because this man, Dr. Carter, was the second Black man to graduate with a degree from Harvard University. Now that to me is wow, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a barrier just broken right there and then, you know. And He created in 1920 the Negro History and Literature Week. This is the origin of Black History Month. This is how Black History Month started. He, in 1920, he created the Negro History and Literature Week, and in 1926, he changed the name to the Negro History, just the Negro History Week. He took out the literature in it, and he selected February as a celebration of the month itself. And the reason he did this was because of two men that I think we, you know, have to pay honor and respect to, which is first Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, who issued the Emancipation Proclamation and who basically said, that's it. You know, the abuse with the slaves has to stop. And we thank him for that. And also a well-known abolitionist, Frederick Douglass, who was born on February 14th, who everybody knows was a pioneer for civil rights. And through all of this, with time, you know, it grew, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of communities and a lot of organizations got together and actually celebrated this week. A great thing happened in the 70s where, you know, they pushed the week to a month and they changed the name to Black History Month. And that's exactly how we got our name. That's how exactly, you know, it became to be Black History Month. And I just thought that was, you know, a little piece of information, just in case you didn't know. Well, if anybody asked you, now you know.
Right. Absolutely. So who are some of the people, because in your lifespan, have you felt made the most impact in life, you know, as far as, like, Black History Month goes? Because to be honest with you, I have a few for many different reasons. Well, I could say all of them are inspirations, because, for, you know, people to just take it upon themselves to sacrifice their lives and, you know, just things around them for the right of men is just amazing in itself. But, like, Zora Neale Hurston, you know, with the Harlem Renaissance, she was, you know, one of the women that was down with that. And the reason why I'm bringing her up, because she's also my cousin. So if I don't say anything about her, then it's just like, hey, you know, I'm not being true to, you know, the game, but she's definitely made an impact in lives and stuff like that, because she was a great writer and stuff of that nature. You know, there's a lot of people, you know, as far as, like, the sports community, as far as music, Michael Jackson, comedy, Richard Pryor. The list goes on and on. I mean, I'm just so grateful, to be honest with you, that to be an African-American woman, to be honest with you. You know, it's just whatever your beliefs are, whoever's beliefs are that's listening, you know, that's, you know, I'm not trying to take that from anybody, but if you research it, it's really that in depth. And it's not about the history that they teach you in school. It's like going beyond that history, because those books were formulated in my mind to just kind of scratch off the surface of what was done to mankind.
Just
to formulate it around, so it's not still havoc today in people's lives of us just trying to fight for rights. They just want us to be calm about what's going on because, hey, finally, they're trying to make us believe the new generation to come, that these things didn't really coexist in history, and that's why they don't really teach it the way it's supposed to be taught. So,
that's right. So,
you know, again, just briefly, tell us who made an impact in your life that stands out to you in your mind forever.
Oh, Dr. King. Dr. King.
Definitely.
I would definitely have to say Dr. King. I mean, just his stand against racism and the way he did it. You know, I mean, not too many people could stand in the face of violence and react with nonviolence. You see, that to me, that's a man. You see, that's a man. He got slapped around. They pushed him. They bombed his house. They bombed the church, and regardless of the fact, he stood fast in the word, and he believed that there was going to be a change. He believed there was going to be a change. People were tired already. Everybody was tired.
Right.
Come on. I mean, something had to give. And Dr. King, to me, oh, my God, just the way he would interact with the people, the way he would preach, the way he would just lead the way. lead. There's not too many leaders nowadays like that, let me tell you. I mean, it's going to be a long time since that. It's going to be a long time in which we're going to see another Dr. King because,
Absolutely, Dr.
King was a great inspiration.
Yes, definitely. There's a trillion and trillion and trillion. I mean, the list goes on. If any of you listeners want to call in and tell us who made the most major impact in your life in Black history, just basically you have the number 818-195-6975. Give us a call in and tell me and a piano man your input on, you know, what made an impact in your life. So basically it's about that time now where we give up a call to the BR Time Bomb and, you know, get them on the line and get that started. I'm going to start off with BR because the way my platform is set up, there's no way I can kind of like call everybody one time. That would be amazing, but it's not like that. So I appreciate everybody's patience. And let me just start off with calling him and get him on the line, and then we'll just kind of like, you know, just start dialing up from there. So, again, the music that we just listened to, the song, I should say, was by the BR Time Bomb, and I think it was absolutely amazing, the message that they're just putting out there in the universe. And that says a lot about itself, about the members of the band and the direction that they're working in. You know, they're not talking about, hey, give me money, hey, look at my rims and my memes and stuff like that. They're basically talking about stuff that makes sense in a society. And that right there, I'm going to be a fan forever. So we're calling up BR right now.
Hi, it's Amy. Please leave a message after the tone, and I'll return it as soon as possible. Thanks.
Okay.
At the tone, please record your message. When you.
All right, so that was that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if we can get someone else from the group on the line, because that wasn't working for us. Yeah, you know, it's so funny, guys, that for the last couple of shows, and I hate doing this with you guys, I've been calling people up and not really able to get them on the first attempt. So I do apologize about that because, you know, I have, in my mind, I'm like, okay, everyone knows what's going on, so everyone's going to be on their stations waiting, you know. But I know sometimes
situations. If you guys are listening, BR Time Bomb, if you guys are listening, call into the show.
Yes, definitely, because they're trying to get you. Hey, Jabril, this is Miss P, and you're on the air with the Piano Man for the Into Show. How are you?
Pretty good. How's it going?
Everything is going swell. I just tried to call BR. I'm going to, you know, leave you on the line, but I'm going to basically try to, you know, start trying to get everyone on the line. So
yeah, well, I'm in his house, so, yeah, I'm actually looking at BR and his son. So let me tell him to find his phone. Okay, yeah, they said they just tried to call you, dude.
Yeah,
okay,
so is he, should I call back?
yeah, try calling back. Yeah, because I'm looking at him. Yeah, he's got his phone in his hand,
problem.
So he'll be ready.
Okay, no problem, because I wanted to get you guys on first before I started calling everybody else. So let me just call him back.
Okay.
Really quick. Controversial. And because I'm like, no, what's going on? Okay, here we go. See what happened.
Hello.
Hi, BR. It's Miss P, and you're on the air with the Piano Man. This is the Intune Show. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How about you? Thanks.
I'm doing swell. Thank you. Thank you. We're on the phone now with Jabril as well. And what I'm going to do now is just have you guys kind of like hang out for a second and let me just call everyone else.
Okay, cool.
That's a part of the BR Time Bomb. We actually, you know, just so we can just kind of get the ball rolling, we actually played your song in the beginning of the show. And it's actually one of my favorite songs ever. because of the simple fact that I was just like, you know, you guys are not singing about, like, crazy frivolous things. You're singing about, you know, believe in something and be something, and, you know, and to me that's really, 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 right, inspiring. So I was excited to talk to you. You're welcome. I was excited to talk to you guys today because I'm just like, you know, with people like you guys around, it's like, it makes a difference, you know. It really does. It really does. I love it. It's on my iPod. I listen all the time. So now we're calling Stacy.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, he just texted me.
Hello?
Hello, Stacy. This is Miss P, and you're on the phone with the piano man, B.R. and Jabril. Okay,
hey,
I just know as if, hey, we just have a few more people to conference in, and then we can get the ball rolling. How are you today, Stacy?
I'm pretty good, pretty good.
Good. So now I'm going to call Carnage. Okay, here we go. I just want everybody on the line because everyone has something to do with, you know, the group.
Almost there.
Let's see.
How you feeling?
Pretty
good, considering I've been moving all day.
Wow.
Yeah, getting tuned up and moving.
Yeah, I think we're on the air. So.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Carnage, please?
Yeah, this is him.
Hi, this is Miss P, and you're on the line with the piano man, BR, Jabril, and Stacy. So
yeah.
If you can just give me 1 second, kind sir, I'm going to call Olivia and Chanel. And then we're all done.
So,
Dr. K? I'm sorry?
Yeah, oh, okay.
Yes, so let me just, one more second. I'm getting my life together over here, guys. So I can get you all on the phone at the same time so we can talk about how great you guys are. So let's see. So this is Olivia. I'm sorry.
Oh, what is that?
Hello?
Hi, Olivia. This is Miss P, and then you're on the air with Jabril, BR, Stacy, Carnage, and the piano man. I just have one more person to conference in, and then we can get the ball rolling. Is that okay with you?
That's great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So let's get Chanel. I don't know. Am I calling Chanel the 718 or 917?
You can try the 917.
Yeah, the 917.
Okay, great. Let's do that. 3-3. So what were you guys all doing? Just having a family day, laid back, relaxing?
Different stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
helping a friend
right now. Family day, but not relaxing.
Okay, so let's get Chanel.
Hello?
So? Hi, Chanel. This is Chanel, and you're on the air with Jabril, BR, Chanel. I mean, well, this is Chanel now. Olivia, Carnage, Stacy,
yes.
And the Piano Man.
Cool.
So welcome to the Intune Show, everyone. I finally got you all, you know, on
Thank
the
you.
Line.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys really taking the time out because I know you guys are constantly busy all the time doing things. So thank you for being a part of the Intune Show today. I just played you guys' song for those who didn't hear prior, Believe in Something. And I actually love that song to death. And I'm not just saying it. I actually really, really love the song. So you guys want to kind of talk about how you guys came about with that song?
Chanel, why don't you take that one?
I wrote the song. At the time that I wrote it, we still didn't have a title track to our album, and it wasn't even like a real conscious decision. It's a true story. I was asleep at home and had a real rough time, and then, you know, God just inspired me to write the tune. So brought it back to the band and let everybody do this. And there it is. Hello?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, we definitely are. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
So that's So that's definitely a God-sent song, you know, because like I was just saying, you know, a lot of people are making music these days that appeal to some, but I guess it just depends on the mentality or the mind frame of the individual. But me personally, I'm into things that's much deeper, like the song, I Believe in Something, and, you know, and if you're not believing in something, believe in something. So definitely feeling that song, definitely. So tell us, how long have you guys been together? As a group?
8 years.
Yeah, we just celebrated our 8-year anniversary.
Awesome.
So it was really been awesome.
Wow, some marriages don't last that long.
kill it.
No, and
we started dating in high school. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so how did the name come about? Time Bomb, BR Time Bomb. Anybody want to tell me about that?
My name, BR, was given to me when I was real young. I was maybe like 13 years old. I think before I even started rhyming, I used to just write graffiti. And one of the older guys gave me that name. It stands for Beyond Recognition, and it was just going off the idea that, like, I guess, you know, especially in the teenage years, like, I was changing a lot, and he just gave me that name, like, to mean that I had developed and changed so much that I couldn't have been recognized from how I used to be. And then the name Time Bomb, my mom came up with that name. Jabril's my brother, so our mom, she just liked the name because, you know, time is a huge part of music. And bomb, of course, because, you know, we blow it up. We, you know, we have an explosive sound, but it's also, you know, as far as time, it's also like very coordinated and very...
Yeah.
Calculated, yeah.
Right.
It's explosive, but it's technical at the same time.
Right. That's definitely well put together, very thought out, very creative. I love it. I really did, because I was, like, sitting back, like, I wonder where they came from this, you know, came up with this name from, you know. Not to say that I hate it. I just was curious about the whole name and breaking it down. It makes so much sense, and, you know, I love it. Now it's like I'm in love with the whole group now, you know. I'm not trying to marry anyone, but I'm just in love, you know. I'm just totally in love with the whole concept. I love that it's a guy and girl mixture, you know, and you all play instruments, right? So let's start from the beginning to the end, because I want everyone to be able to have, you know, their time to, you know, talk about their part in the band. So I don't know who wants to start first. Briefly talk about the instrument you use and just about yourself and, you know, things of that nature. Who wants to start?
Wow. Well, okay, fine.
It's kind of funny.
You know, usually all of us got something to jump at once. Nah, but all right. I guess I'll go first. Again,
yeah,
I'm fine. I play guitar and also, you know, rap on a few songs, but, you know, definitely a guitarist and, you know, just part of the energy with everybody that, you know, we all create together. So that's it, really, you know, and we just, you know, and video, you know, motivational speaker, too, sometimes, I guess.
That's true.
Right, you said you were iconic, right? Because when you guys talk, because there's so many of you guys, like, can you just say who you are, what instrument you play, and then, you know, because that way everyone can get to know each one of you guys as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
And,
okay,
you know, we know you're a group, and we know the backbone is tight. 8 years, that's marriage. You know, we're talking about kids soon. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm just saying, you know, that way everyone can just kind
of
get a feel of everyone. So it's Carnage, right, that's speaking now?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, Carnage. I'm sorry to cut you off. I just want, you know, everyone to know who you are.
Oh, yeah, well, no, that's basically, you know, that's my part in the group. I've been with the band for 3 years, and I approached them kind of funny at one of their shows when I went to see a friend of mine who's a bass player who's playing in the band, because I always check him out on his birthday. You know, they're called Rainy Kings, and, you know, I saw these people come in, and I said, oh, what's this? So apparently, as legend goes, I throw on the hoodie looking like, you know, I'm in Star Wars, you know, whatever that character is. And I'm like, I need a guitarist, and you know.
The force took over.
The force took over. I love it.
Yeah.
And pretty much, a couple minutes later, he was in the band.
Okay, so since everyone, the piano man.
Can I go next?
Sure. Who's
yeah.
that, Olivia?
Yeah, yes, I'm Olivia. Hi. Yes, I play.
Hi, I'm
the violinist. I'm the violinist in the group. I do a little bit, like I mix a little bit classically, but then you know, mix it up with hip hop and everything. So I think a while ago I was doing another show with someone else, and BR bumped into me and said, "Hey, I want to start a group." And I was like, "Sure, let's try it out." And it worked out to be great. So it was. It's been since then. Since the beginning. It's all collaborated, so it's been really great. It's been really great with everybody's influence and everything. So I'm just a violinist. And I do a little background singing. For Chanel.
Forget the moment.
Yeah.
Segway.
In the back. All the way in the back.
And don't forget you do heavy promoting too, Olivia.
Huh?
You do heavy promoting too, Olivia. Heavy promoting.
Yes. I'm more the just hang out and meet mad people and say, hey, come check out some new music if you're interested, and check out this band because we've been working it and doing it, so it's been great. So just thankful.
Oh, that is so sweet. I love it.
Thank you.
And with that voice, even though I've never met you in person, but with your voice, you would persuade me if I didn't know.
Thank you. I'd be like, come check out a show. Come out.
Right. I'll be like, I'm there.
That's awesome. Yeah, totally. And we love, the support of our fans, and everybody has been so great. So we're thankful for that, too, as well. We're very thankful.
Absolutely. So then let's go with a guy now. How about you, Jabril?
Yeah, what's up? Jabril, I play drums. I'm BR's brother. And, we were in this other hip-hop band together for a couple of years, the folks that BR started rapping with in high school. And then, we decided we wanted to go in a different direction. BR kind of wanted to branch out on his own. So, of course, I went with him, being his brother. And, he just put together a great group of people. Some of them I've been playing with since high school, Stacy and Chanel. And, the hardest part for me was, I've been in my closet all day trying to decide what I was going to wear for this interview. I was really, really confused.
I agree, I see also the Joker
of the band, too.
What color did you pick?
Oh, I decided to go to P-Funk where I'm wearing the diaper.
I wasn't there.
Very nice.
Don't worry, I'll text everybody a photo when we're done. So
yes.
No. Just don't wear that tomorrow. Please don't wear that tomorrow.
Facebook the photo.
Yes.
Facebook it.
I can't wait.
You get a lot of hits that way.
Who wants to go next, Stacy?
Sure, I'll go next. My name's Stacy, aka Black Velvet. I play bass. I've been playing for about 18 years, and honestly,
wow.
I got my first musical start thanks to Chanel in high school.
Oh, no.
I used to play classical music first, and then, she came over and asked me if I wanted to be in, and sing, and I was like, well, I'd ask my dad first, because I was a good boy until I met Chanel, and then, and then, she got me into sing. I met Jabril. They brought me into senior band, a jazz band. And, we did a little something on the road for a little bit. And then a few years later, after I left a previous hip-hop band, BR called and asked I want to be part of this endeavor. And this endeavor, I must say, Time Bomb is actually the second longest thing I've ever committed to. The other thing is my job, and that's been like 11 years. So, but I'm proud of this.
Very nice.
I'm also a graphic designer. I do most of the band's flyers and stuff.
No way, because you know what? When I had actually took that logo, what you guys looking kind of cartoonish, and
that was actually BR.
Yeah, BR did that.
He's an artist. I'm a designer.
Awesome.
We combine sometimes.
Yeah.
You know how many people inboxed me about that logo? They were like, oh, that's so awesome. Did you do that for them? And I'm like, heck no, because I'm also good with, websites and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, I didn't do that. Don't be putting my back up against the wall. I think I can do a lot, but Jesus, you know? And I'm like, no. They was like, that is really nice. Even my mother, everyone had compliments about it. And it was kind of, it was good and refreshing for me because I know that you guys are awesome already. But I just wanted you guys to be on so the world can kind of know. Because this is only our 9th show, to be honest with you.
Wow.
This is just like another little project that I started. So you guys are on early, but I tend to have you guys back all the time. And then even do some in-house interviews where you're in-house and everybody gets to see you in person. But the thing is that so far we have like 2,000 listeners in eight shows, we should say, because this 9th show is not even broadcasted. It's live, but it's not up yet for people to really listen to unless they're listening live. That's just saying
that
you know, the InTune show is making moves, and with great people like you, as you know, to be around and be able to talk to is going to even make it grow even faster. So I do appreciate, you know, you guys taking the time. But we have yet to finish.
Well, you're very much welcome, you know.
We have yet to finish because we still haven't talked to Chanel and BR.
Right.
So, Chanel, you
want
to go next
important.
And tell me, and then we'll say.
You should be the most important. Oh, good Lord, the buzz. The comedians.
Well, I love funny. That's what makes the world go round.
That's true.
Hello?
So, Chanel, are you guys want to fill me in on what instrument you play? And
yeah, sure. I play trumpet, and I also sing a bit for the band.
A bit.
Really? Can we stop being modest, please?
I don't know. You're not saying a bit.
I ain't never done a little bit of nothing.
She knows often. That's why she's laughing often.
The truth of the matter is, I kind of got. It's a long story, but I kind of got roped into the singing gig. But I was the trumpet player for half a number of years, and like Jabril and Stacey said, you know, we all grew up together, so the three of us were always in the band together playing jazz. We even had a band of our own when we were teenagers. And Jabril and BR's father was my trumpet teacher. So, you know, it's all these connections that really have kept us together musically. So, BR and Time Bomb is definitely the most lucrative of all the projects that I'm involved. I'm actually on my way to a gig now. So I've kind of been waiting for trains to go by while this interview is going on. But,
on the grind. That's right, girl. Do it on the grind. Go ahead. Just keep going. Playing music. I understand. Yo, yeah.
No, definitely.
But, you know,
I understand, Chanel, and I'm glad that you made, you know, time for us. But if you have to go, we totally understand. We're going to follow up with you guys sooner than you think. So if you have to go, you do what you have to do. And, you know, Jabril will fill everybody in or BR will fill everybody in on when we're going to do, like, the in-house so you guys are coming to the studio and we'll talk in person and stuff like that.
That'd be great.
You're about five or ten minutes. So let's get through it.
Good. Now you can stay on and listen to what BR has to say. So, Maria, tell us, BR, what instrument you play, and you know, what do you bring to the band?
I'm a rapper first, and kind of like Chanel, like I got peer pressured into singing.
Me too.
Me too. They had a saying that the reward for good work is more work. So I guess if you try something and you're good at it, people make you keep doing it. That's kind of how I got into rapping too.
That's why
he's a rapper. The album cover. And I started as a visual artist, you know, drawing and painting my whole life. And I got into rapping because in high school, the guys that I hung out with, they all rap, and they would look at my drawings and they say, you got to start rapping because the kind of drawings that you do, if you were to, you know, have like that kind of approach to music, you would have, you know, ill lyrics. So I started messing around with it. I was garbage at first. My brother used to tell me that every day. And he definitely would tell me all the time, yo, you sound whack. You should stop.
I'm sorry.
And then, a couple years later, he started to say, yeah, you're not that bad. And then a couple years after that, he said, yeah, I guess I would do a show with you. And then a couple years later, now we're in a band together.
But
right.
That's pretty much it. I rap, I sing a little bit, I write most of the lyrics, but I don't write them all. Like, I get I get help here and there, and that's about it. I would like to say that I was the leader and the dictator, but that's not true at all. We kind of lost strong people, and it's real democratic. You know, we try to do what works for everybody.
Right.
And we all intelligent, so, you know, we all kind of take turns leading and throwing ideas in there. And we get further that way than having one dictator, you know what I mean?
True. That is so true. Because I like Sweaty Money, too, BR.
Mm. Oh, cool.
I do. Don't think you guys, because I'm not bringing it all up right now, because we can go on forever, but I have so many other people to interview, but definitely listen to you guys' music, and I just want it all at all times, because my iPod needs to stay full. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no doubt.
The capacity is not full yet, so definitely send me everything.
We got some new stuff coming soon, you know. BR is working right now with a partner of ours, Illard Scott, and also with Carnage on a mixtape. You know, they've been in the studio the last couple of days working on that. And then when that's done, the whole band's getting back in the studio to finish up what's going to be our third project together. You know, so we'll definitely have some more stuff to get to you very soon.
And as you mentioned, anybody
everything.
That's listening,
mm-hmm.
We have a lot of music available. Like on our Reverb Nation, actually, I should say on Facebook or Reverb Nation, you can download a couple of songs for free. I don't remember which ones, but we got at least like 4 or 5 songs for free download. So if people want to check that out, if you just put our name in Facebook, it'll come up, you know, whatever you want to do. And we got a lot of stuff on YouTube you can listen to also.
Absolutely, because guys, all the listeners, you can just basically put their name inside Google search engine, and there's a lot of stuff that pops up on them, definitely. Because absolutely, because that's my way of, like, kind of, like, finding it out for myself, like, what's really going on with people. Just definitely put it in the Google search engine, BR Time Bomb. They have their own website. They have different events. They have different little tapings of shows that they do. Like they said, they on Facebook, Facebook them. Is there any other social networks that people can find you guys on?
Yeah, we're on Twitter. I'm actually on Twitter right now.
He's always on Twitter. We're on all of them. Our website is just our name. It's BRAND Time Bomb. And that has the same content also. It's got the songs that you can download free and links to iTunes music and videos. But really, I made sure to get us on every social network that exists, even the ones that are lousy. So, you know, whatever you're on, we're on there.
And you can also. When you search us, you could also. When you search us, you could also find us. You could also find us online because we're performing at the Tribeca Performing Arts Center for BMCC on April 8th of this year.
Yay!
And that's. So.
And our album's on iTunes too. Like if you check out iTunes and all that, you can find it on iTunes and all sorts of stuff. So, and different information, all sorts of different places. So.
Any upcoming information, please feel free to share that with me too, so I can help promote and push it as well. You know, because basically the Intune show is basically about just, you know, supporting the people around us and for people to get more in tune to life and the important people that's around us, like you guys in general and the other amazing people that I network and meet on a daily basis. So I wanted to start something for us that is not just like that whole, you know, go on the radio with Wendy Williams and this one and that one, because they're not really basically touching on the community. They're talking about people that's already established and what they're doing. But with the Intune show, we're basically trying to touch people like myself, the average Joe, and people that's out here doing their thing that's making effects in the community and in music, and, you know, just to help kind of push them out there. So I'm not doing this looking for anything but to have amazing people like yourselves around me at all times. So whatever I can do to support, just basically stay connected. I'm on Facebook too, the Intune Show, and I'm already friends with BR and Jabril and Stacy, but you ladies and Carnage, I'm not. So when you get a chance, just friend me, and whatever good stuff going on, just definitely keep us posted on that.
Thank you, definitely. Yeah, thank you.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And definitely just keep the music going, because I don't want to seem like a greedy person, but yes, I love music, and that's
what
it is.
No, we love it. We love
you
it.
You got to be greedy for music. Be greedy for music.
It,
that's
yeah.
just people like that.
Yes,
yes, we
like
appreciate.
That.
We definitely appreciate. That's for sure. Yeah.
So I'm sorry, guys. The Piano Man is also on with me today. He's a guest host with me today. Is Piano Man, is there anything that you wanted to ask him or anything before we go?
Well, actually, before we wrap up, what I would like to say is I love your chemistry, guys. I mean, that's great. It's beautiful. You guys get along great, and that love and that passion that you bring to music is admirable. I mean, you definitely have a fan here for me. The shades
thank
of
you.
Funk, rock, and groove, and jazz that you brought to that song, let me tell you. And I think it was Jabril, the drummer. Dude, you're
yes.
sick, bro. You are sick, let me tell you, man.
Yes.
I mean, you have talent, brother. You have talent.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And, you know, as in a group, you guys have a bright future. You definitely do. I definitely believe
thank
it.
Thank you.
And, no, nah, man, I give you guys props. I just give you guys props.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Good luck on that.
Thank
yes,
you for having
definitely.
Us. We appreciate this exposure.
Yes,
no, man,
anytime.
Definitely.
Anytime.
I mean,
and we definitely
got
to have
style.
You back by April 9th, too, to talk about it so people can kind of be aware of what's going on for April. We'll have you back on the show before that to talk about it, if you guys don't mind and your schedule permits it.
Yeah, we would love to.
Great.
Talk about
great.
It.
Yeah, cause hopefully after the April show, we're going to be heading out of town a little bit, so it'd be great to talk to you guys before we leave New York.
Yes,
yeah.
definitely.
Talk
oh, to
yes,
me and
definitely.
Talk to us at all times. Y'all can call in individually. Y'all can just say, hey, I want to be, I'm coming on the show, Prince P, and I'm just like, yes, yes, that's what I'm talking about. Keep me posted. It's never a no on this end, guys. Just let you know, let you guys know. I never say no.
All right.
As long as it's in a positive
I like her.
Way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No,
we understand that, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
definitely. So thank you so much, guys. VR Time
thank
Bomb.
You.
We got VR, Jabril, Chanel, Olivia, Carnage, Stacy. We really, really appreciate you. You have a home
thank
with
you.
Us. We consider you family, and we're like your fans. So that's just the rest of the team agrees with me from the Intune show that you definitely are a force to be reckoned with out there, and we're behind you 122%.
Thank you so
yay.
Much.
Thank
awesome.
You so much.
Thank
you
guys
thank you.
So much
you
for sharing
much.
Your time with us. Good luck at that show, Chanel. I'm sure you'll be fine. Thank you for taking the time.
I'm
you guys have
little...
an amazing rest of the weekend, guys.
All right, you
thank
too.
You too.
Okay,
all right,
thank
you.
You
too.
Bye. Right. Bye. 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 Yes, Piano Man.
Weren't they great?
I love the energy.
Oh, man, it was great. It was definitely a great interview. I was feeling them. I was feeling them.
Definitely.
I was definitely feeling them.
Oh, my God, they're so amazing. They're so amazing. I mean, it was just like, I was just stuck. Like, I had really no words because their energy was just so overwhelming that you just had to, like, give them their place on this earth. Like, just do you. Just say it. Just take over the show. We're not even here.
You know what I like about them? They're funny. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And the way they get on each other, and, you know, they do it out of love. And you don't see that. You don't see that a lot in a lot of groups. I mean, you know, usually you see the dictator. You see, you know, the head guy, you know, always taking
mm-hmm.
charge and, you know, always with a little swagger. But, you know, you don't get that sense from them. And that's
no,
that's,
not at all.
That's why they lasted so long. 8 years. 8 years.
Yes.
Wow.
Like
I mean,
said, longer than
America. That right there. You see, but what
says
I like
a lot.
About them is that a lot of them grew up together, didn't they? A lot of them,
yes,
grew,
a
up
lot
together,
of them grew up
a lot
together.
Of them knew each other
mm-hmm.
from, yeah, they knew each other from high school, and I think that's what did it, you know, when you grow up with somebody and you have the same interest in something, you know, I think that's what creates that bond, you know, and that's how beautiful music comes out. I mean, they're talented. They're great. I love them. I love them.
Right. I love them, too. Definitely. I love them, too. And, you know, like I said, again, I have a couple of songs and stuff. I'll share them with you via iPod. They're just an amazing group of people, and I've known Stacy and I've known Jabril and BR for some time, but to really bring the whole group together and mm-hmm, listen to mm-hmm. what they have to say as a like
oh, man,
one, you might as well say. It was really inspiring, and I enjoyed having them on, and I look forward to the next time. But anyway, Piano Man. Yes, definitely. We have to give Jason, the CEO himself,
right.
a call and see how he's doing. Let's give him a call now because we're running a little bit behind, but it's all good because it was all for love that we were
right.
totally, you know, we're totally off track right now. It is okay. We are off track, but you know what? Hey, when something
it's
amazing
okay.
happens,
it's all good.
It's all good. That's right.
That's
so let's
right.
just give him a call
let's get the CEO.
And see
let's
how
get
he's
the
doing.
CEO on.
Yes, let's get him on. He actually has some really, you have to look his stuff up on YouTube. Hopefully, because we're behind, he's still in it to win it with us.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to the CEO himself?
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey, you on the air with Miss P and the Piano Man filling in for Lady Cario today. What's going on? Do you have a few minutes for us? I know we're behind schedule.
Definitely. I'm on the air right now.
Yes, you are. You're definitely on the air.
Yeah. I feel like I've been put on the spot, but hey, you know, it is what it is. You got to freestyle everything. Yeah, I'm in some good company right now. I'm actually with a couple of friends of mine.
Okay.
So can I introduce them too?
Could you what?
Can I introduce them too?
Yes, you can introduce them.
Yeah,
introduce them. I want to know who you know.
Okay. First off, for all the listeners that don't know me, I'm Jason, a.k.a. the CEO himself. It's a little bit put on the spot, but hey, I'm a video producer. Slash video editor, slash music producer. I do a lot of things. I got some work on the internet. I've been doing things for a lot of people. Ask you some questions. Talk to me.
Yeah, I am. I was waiting. I thought she was introducing someone. So
oh,
I'm
yeah.
giving you the floor.
I want to introduce my friend Luchi Luciano. He's a photographer. He has a movement called Arts to His Form. It's gonna be huge. When I say huge, it's gonna be huge. Actually, it already is. You know, he's actually mixing a lot of cultures within one. Hello?
Right.
Hello?
Yes, we're here.
I heard an automated voice, so I thought I got cut off. And, of course, I got Sun Ill, Nah Rain, a.k.a. Hectic. That's my artist right there. He's the biggest thing I'm pushing, I'm promoting. Been pushing him for a very long time. They hear me right now. I had no idea he's going to call, but I'm excited right now. Ask you some questions. Who am I on the line with again?
This is the Piano Man, Jay, the CEO himself, you know, and this is Miss P. You know me, the pain in the butt.
Okay.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Jay, everybody's doing good. I was just letting the world know that you're awesome when it comes down to video. So they need to look you up. I was letting them know that you're on YouTube, you're on Facebook. You know, you have some good stuff going on, and I was excited to be talking to you because also, you know, we still didn't finish that discussion about some sneakers that you had on that day on your way to New York, you know,
because
I was
it's funny that you mentioned it because my friends were getting on my case earlier because they say that I had no sneaker swag at all. You know,
what?
They feel like
those
they feel like I have no sneaker swag. They said that those felines actually
that's hate. They hate him, my brother. They
horrible.
Hate him. They hate him.
Yeah, I looked up to them because, especially my boy Luchi Luciano, because he's Mr. Nike himself. He's Mr. Nike himself. And I got another guy right here, he's a crazy stylist, Elio Osario, you know, so they really get on my case, but they help me with my fashion because I'm a slack in that aspect. You know, but these guys are fresh.
No.
They're out in the street promoting themselves. They always look fresh. So they're gigging on my sneaker style, you know. No, she asked me about the kicks. She asked me why am I mentioning the kicks. She asked me about the kicks.
No, I love those kicks.
I'm not
wrong
to my kicks.
I want a pair.
You want a pair? I'm going to see if I can get one pair.
Yeah, see, they have a six in boys. Like, I definitely want a pair of those. I was not joking. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know if he think I'm playing, but I need those.
It's funny because I'm trying to move towards crazy wild sneakers like the Supers, but they say, that's not you because you got to rock the whole outfit that matches the sneakers. So I'm trying to take chances. even though
but
I'm
you
not
know what, Jason? Just to say this, because I went to school for fashion and design, that you do not have to necessarily wear something that's doable for someone else, because you're Jason. You're the CEO himself, and everyone has
their own
style.
Of course, of course.
Their
but I just, it's the fact that I'm so always caught up in my work that I don't get a chance, time-wise, to do everything else, to be out there shopping and stuff like that, you know?
I would still be your girlfriend, Jason. I would still be your girlfriend, okay, with those kicks on. So don't worry about it. Worry about what the ladies think, not what the men think, okay?
Of course. You know. That's fine. That's definitely fine.
So what new projects are you working on? Tell us about it.
Right now, we just came back from Miami. We got some great footage out there. I mean, it's not summertime, but we make it look like summertime with the shots we got. I mean, the look for Sun Ill is beautiful. He looks so established. He's already established, but it looks so good. You know, we never really got a chance to shoot out-of-state videos, but it's a great look. I'm chopping that up right now. You know, I'm definitely hype about that. And how that's gonna look. Besides that, I'm in the process of bringing back a TV show that I had on a cable vision before, but I'm actually gonna go more towards putting it online, because that's where everybody's at. Everybody's focusing on online. Nobody's actually
absolutely.
The average person watches probably like 2 hours of TV a week, as opposed to being online maybe 40 to 50 hours a week at work at home.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, so we're gonna focus on putting that online. And that's going to have a mixture of stuff, you know, from independent artists to, you know, certain celebrities I used to be associated with when I was doing it, going hard with the video stuff. And that's pretty much it. I'm going to put all my effort into that. And at the same time, still focus on Sun Ill. You know, his name used to be Hectic.
Right.
But he's going by a different alias, which is his name, Sun Ill Narain. But, you know, he's going to switch it to Sun Ill. I mean, his music always been hot, but now he's more focusing on pushing some hot singles out there. And I'm excited about it, you know?
Right,
so
I think
that's pretty much what I got going on.
Was you drinking CEO himself without sharing? You didn't pop that bottle and didn't pour me a glass, did you?
Did you do this
to me? You know I'm your biggest fan right now, so you better make sure I'm good in the cup, okay? Because it seemed like you had a few and did not give me a sip.
I definitely like how spontaneous this is, though. I definitely like it. You know, I like the movement you guys got. You guys are, like, touching all bases. You're reaching out to everybody. That's important, you know?
Absolutely.
I'm pretty much lost. You got to get this out of me. I don't know. I want you to give me a jump in the towel.
So listen, I have some questions for you, Jay. I have some questions because people knew that I was going to be interviewing you today, and they kind of left me some questions. Is it okay if I ask a few real quick?
Ask away.
Okay, the first question was from an artist. He wanted to know what was your rates like as far as, like, for filming videos.
When it comes to filming, I actually like to sit down with the artist and see what they want, because I have a standard rate that might start for independent artists. It might start as low as $600-$700, even to $1,000, depending on what they want. But it goes up depending on the locations, what I'm gonna have to rent for the shoot, what kind of shots they want. Everything else depends on rental equipment, locations, transportations, other expenses. But just my flat fee for the editing and doing the raw filming, I try to work with independent artists because that helps me get out, because they can obviously, you know, promote their work, which promotes my work. But
right.
It's also because I want to give back. I'm going to give back because people can't afford to be spending $2,000-$4,000 on videos, which I think is the value price for my work. But,
Which
so I like to sit down with the action. Yeah, I know I deserve it, but a lot of people are hungry and they can't afford that, even though they really need it. So if you find the right artist whose music you believe in, they'll actually do more for you in the back end with the promotion and to get you more money back than somebody that just gives you $5,000-$6,000 and didn't do nothing with the work. You know?
That's right.
That is so true.
In this industry, what I've learned is a good connect is more worth than just quick cash. You know, you take the money, you buy a part, you pay your bills, buy some clothes, whatever the case may be, and that's gone. But a connect to lead to that connect, That's funny. A couple of days ago, I was laughing about the fact that, you know, I used to film some stuff for some artists, and the line of connections within that one artist just took me all over, you know?
Right.
I filmed Shells. You know, I don't know if you remember Shells Burner. I filmed French Montana. You know, I used to shoot a lot of stuff on French Montana, you know, Cocaine City Volume 2 and 3. And those artists, you know, connected me to so many artists that within, like, a year and a half time frame, I knew pretty much the whole Bronx, Manhattan, every hip-hop artist.
Right.
So, you know, like, but at the same point, here's a little piece of advice for people that are trying to do creative work, whether it's photography, video, or anything. Know what you're getting yourself into, because people will definitely try to take advantage. People sell your dreams. They'll use you, and then you think you're getting something out of it when you're not. So make sure you know what you're getting yourself into. You know, don't let anybody say, oh, I got this connect for you. I can help you in this aspect. I can do this for you. Because that'll definitely take you down the drain. That'll make you lose your energy. You'll be doing more work. You'll be exhausted. And that'll force you to want to quit. You know?
Right.
Force you to want to quit. And you lose your passion, which is important. Because what keeps us driven as artists is the creative side of it. Be finishing the work and saying, oh, wow, this is how it looks. Everybody's going to, I can't wait to see everybody sees this. Well, when people take advantage of you, you just say, fuck it, you don't want to do it at all.
Right.
Yeah.
So definitely you answered the second question, CEO himself. You definitely answered, because the other one was like, are you willing to work with independent artists that don't really have the funds, but definitely,
have
the connect?
Especially if the artists themselves have a following, you know, whether it's on YouTube, whether it's on a mixtape or downloadable websites, anything that shows that they have a following makes me feel like I can have a stake in it. You know, my name can be mixed with their name, and I can be able to link to their fans and other artists that they deal with. That's important to me.
Right, but you know what else is important to CEO himself is that whether the person, because with me, I don't care, you know, this is just me. You can tell me I'm wrong, you know, because you know the business on that aspect. I don't. But I noticed that even if a person has no people, you know, and I'm there for them and I push them and I support them, you don't know how far that support or just being a part of that support system will take this person, and they will always say, Miss P, Miss P, Miss P, Miss P, whatever it is that they do.
Yes,
because they could have no type of problem, but with just support, they're always going to plug you. Because there's certain projects that I do outside of the Intune show, because I like to keep myself busy doing a lot of different things, but community things. And people to this day are still asking me about certain things that I stopped doing and saying I should get back into it because I was good at doing those certain things and I helped a lot of people regain, you know, control of a lot of certain situations when they weren't in control of them. So I'm actually now trying to start back up my volunteering and doing all that, because the things that I do in the community and the things that I would do for you, like if you say, Miss P, could you do this, or Miss P, I would do whatever it is for you, because when I say I love for real. I don't have to know you from nowhere, never met you in my life, but because I'm a loving, giving person, that's just who I am. I'm not expecting nothing back or looking for much. I'm just wanting you to do do your thing, and that benefits me in the end.
It's that positive vibe that people like us have that other people take advantage of, which make us somewhat lose our drive because we think that it's just going to be better, but that negativity around us. So we, you know, we take a step back, reflect on it, and then we come back harder, but we come with that consciousness of, I know how to handle the situation next time around.
That's right, because I'm telling you, a lot of places that I've been lately, not to cut you off, Jay, I've been telling people about you like crazy, because now that's when I text you, and I was like, listen, you know, people are feeling you. Like your videos and stuff. They was like, what? He did that? You know, because, you know, you see these little Grady videos sometimes and stuff, and you be like, oh, okay. And that boy want how much? You know what I mean? But then you see your video, and it's like crystal clear. Like, you know, it's like me putting on a pair of glasses, because you know I'm blind, Jay. I'm blind. So, but looking at your videos, it makes me.
There's a lot of work that I have in the staff that's going to blow out anything that you've seen before. That's why I'm kind of excited. I'm working on a few projects at a time. I'm just trying to master them so they can look real crispy. I stepped it up a few levels, so I'm excited about that, definitely. You know, you gotta sit back, do some research, you know, see what you're lacking on. And I did, you know, when it came to, like, the equipment, the cameras, the lenses, everything. Everything's going to look a lot better. I know you had the
definitely.
The kind of photographer you was going to interview that one day, You know, I'm interested in meeting up with people like that, you know, passing off information and sharing and networking and learning other crafts.
Yes.
That's what progression is all about.
Yes, and I would definitely link y'all together because I love Cannon as much as I love you. Let me just put it like that. Even though
I feel the love.
No, definitely. I met Cannon in person. I worked with Cannon on a few of his projects. He has a few more projects coming along. It's like whatever I can put Cannon is where I'm going to put Cannon. Wherever I could put the piano man, I'm going to put the piano man. Wherever I could put the CEO himself, that's where I'm going to put him. Whoever comes into my life is not a short-lived thing for me. You know what I mean? Because I'm not that type of woman that you could be with one night and then leave the next night and forget about because I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Yeah, you hold a great
okay.
impact. Yes,
exactly. So when I'm in your life, like when I don't hear from you or don't see you around, I'm like, hey, what's going on? Where are you? What's going on? You know what I mean? Tell me. Because if
any way
I can be of service to someone and people who are listening, not in a sexual way, okay? Because anybody who knows Miss T knows he is about her business, okay? And then whatever I do behind closed doors, no one will ever know because I will beat somebody down for telling. No, I'm just kidding. But
lady at all times, of course.
Exactly. I'm just here for the people. My mission is clear in life. And everyone that I entwine with, the piano man, yourself, CEO, I just feel the love and the energy. And I'm just feel so grateful and so happy and content within myself when I sleep at night that I sleep like a baby. Okay.
I feel the vibe, the energy. These conversations, you know, whether on radio or on phone call, are the conversations that lead to big things, like people like us creating the opportunity to make nonprofits that give these kind of like the knowledge that we learn to kids that don't have that. You know, they hang out with their friends in the street, do the type of stuff that you know we look down on, but they don't have the opportunities to go. To like after school programs that teach them the things that we learn, whether it's video editing, photography, recording, that's not as scarce, it's not as available as you know rich communities. I want to be able to survive that, and I want to link up with people like you and other people that have that heart. Whether they don't have the money or the funding, they just have the heart and the drive to give back. That's what I want in my lifetime. That's one of the most important things.
Yeah,
you know, because that could change the community a lot.
Absolutely. And I'm just looking forward to everything that is to come for us. You know, it's about to get warm, and I'm going to start doing, like, a lot of drives and stuff like that for, like, the homeless shelters, the senior citizen places for children. I'm actually in talks right now with the YMCA because I'm trying to get them to implement a program in there so I can come in for free, of course, and just kind of get these teenage girls from doing what they're doing with this whole, yeah, I need a boyfriend type thing. You know, you need yourself right now.
Yes,
so on
yes,
March
yes.
8th, through the whole week of March 8th is going to be teen week. So I'm basically going to have some teenagers on, like, you know, being guest hosts, and they're going to talk about their struggles, the things that us as parents that don't kind of, we think we know our children, but we don't know our children. I have it going to be 18-year-old son. Do you really think he's going to sit here and tell me every single thing that he's doing? Heck no. But I can kind of get an idea of what he's doing because I was a teenager himself. So it's us as a parent and us as a community because it takes an army to raise a child, not just the parents, because the parents are not there 24/7. So it's a lot of different things, CEO himself, that I'm going to basically send your way. I'm starting a nonprofit business. I have my own business as it is. A tax ID number, I pay taxes, I do all that stuff. But that's a whole other story. But the bottom line is that Miss P is into a lot of different things, and it's all derivative around the community. And that's why I wanted to get the Intune show off and popping with Lady Cario, because I just feel like we need another outlet. And if it can't be just word of mouth, then I need to have it out in the air. And this is what the Intune show is basically built upon. So great people like yourself that have been supporting us since day one, Jay. I salute you totally, 100%. When you ready to start working
you
on
so
your
much.
Website.
I mean, I just felt the love. I felt, you know, the vibe. You know, it's not just, hey, I got a show you want to get on. It's more like the constant communication, you know, the back and forth, you know, that,
right.
helping me meet other people. You know, it's
yes.
like a family. That's how I
yes,
felt.
Yes, that's what it is. That's what it is. And not to mention that you are cute on the eyes. You know, I like your look, you know. I always like to flirt with you now. I always like to flirt with you. But, you know, it's always business first, but I do like the flirt because I have two eyes. If I didn't, then I wouldn't see how cute you are, you know. No disrespect to Jason's girlfriend, woman, baby mama, whoever, you know. It's just that Miss P, keep it real. That's it. Miss P, keep it real. If you look good, you look good.
I mean, I definitely don't mind the flirting. That makes everything a lot more interesting.
Definitely.
I love it.
So, Piano Man, is there anything you want to ask the CEO himself?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Jason, what's good, baby? First of all, let me tell you, I'm feeling your vibe, bro. You have a real good talent. You have a real good eye. And basically, my question for you is, how did you develop your love for music videos? I mean, how did all that come about? How did you fall in love with the game itself?
Well, I had a studio. You know, I fell into some money. I started with a studio. I had a recording studio. Because of the environment, I didn't like it, so I limited myself to how much energy I was putting into that. And mm-hmm. I paid for a couple of music videos for my artists. You know, like I said, Sun Ill. This is back in 2004. And I said, you know what? Why don't I just make money with this? Because I fell in love with the process of it. You know, I actually connected with my good friend, Linwood Neverson, who shot low-budget movies. He shot our music videos. And I started getting connected with him. And he said, you know what? You could just buy your equipment and learn the art itself. And I just bought the stuff. He guided me. And I just caught on real fast. Like, he couldn't believe that I didn't have to take no classes for the platform that I use, which is Final Cut Pro, and I use Mac. He was just like astonished how fast I learned. It just felt like I was one with it. You know, I didn't take no classes. I just, you know, practice, got better and better and better. And dealing with the artists is what boosted to another level where I liked it more. You know, going from one area to another, meeting more people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just showed me love. People I knew before just showed love, you know. You know,
mm-hmm.
people
realize it's a talent. They recognize the talent. That's definite.
In the industry, I mean, there's a lot of dealers in the industry, but at the beginning stages, you know, people that's just on the ground up, you get the image that everybody's in competition. But when you're out there promoting your stuff and what you're about, people actually look out for each other. You know, they communicate, they vibe, they take numbers, and you do things together, and you actually develop good friends. And I like that aspect, and that's what kept me going more and more and more. You know, so I like that.
Definitely.
That's more of the passion than actually doing the work. It's just the meeting people and promoting my stuff and learning different things within that.
Now, let me ask you this. You, as somebody that's already established, that has come a long way, that has put his work in, what advice would you give up-and-coming video producers and music producers that are trying to get into the game now? What would be your advice for them?
That's a technical question. So I'm better with technical questions than just random questions. I like that one right there. My advice is to try to have a creative niche. Because of the fact mm-hmm. that equipment is more affordable, everybody's doing it. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So the prices are going to go down. The artists are going to have more people to turn to. And they're going to get somebody that's going to do the job that you could do at half the price. So if you have a creative niche, something that's going to make your stuff more catchy, they'll go to you. And they'll continuously go to you. And they'll promote you. Because there's something about you, the way you film, or the way you edit, or the way you just set everything up that they like. It's going to make your brand different and stand out and more requested than anybody else's. So try to be unique. Anything, whether it's filming or editing, make your stuff unique. If not, and you're not going to be able to last in this because you're going to struggle trying to find projects. And you're going to do a lot of stuff for free, which will become overwhelming, and it's not going to make you happy. It's not going to make you satisfied because to be able to have fun in this, you got to make some kind of money. Some kind of money.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to buy more
equipment.
Try to be as creative as you can. And do your research. Don't just grab a camera and just start shooting. Do your research. There's research on YouTube. You don't have to buy books. You don't have to spend money taking seminars. Everybody's giving up all this information on YouTube. Buy a piece of equipment, plug the name of the piece of equipment on YouTube, and there's thousands of videos that the average home person does from home showing what the equipment is about and what it is. So do your research mm-hmm. on it. And it's free research.
Absolutely.
Just try your hardest to get that knowledge. If not, You're just going to have some random stuff, and you're not going to know why it's not coming out good.
Absolutely. Or, better yet, you can hit Jason up on Facebook. I'm sure he wouldn't mind answering a few questions here and there. Just like here and there, probably like two apiece. No more than two. Then it's going to be a surcharge.
Keep it at a minimum. Don't blow up his inbox.
Absolutely. So, Jason, my love, you know how I feel about you. You should know. You know, like I said, it's nothing but love, baby. Nothing but love. And I appreciate you taking the time and coming on the show. And you know you welcome anytime on this show. You know, we're going to touch bases. I'm going to shoot you some stuff on certain projects and stuff that, you know, Miss P working on. And then you can see if you open to, you know, get it down with those things or not, you know. And then we could just
pretty much
take it from there. You know, I told you about my son, but we'll talk about that off air, you know, and things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just, you know, fill each other in about that and let me know what about any other future things that's coming up. Definitely. We could even have, you know, your guy that you repping, you know, both of them actually on the show at some point. Just tell them to hit me up on Facebook, and then we could set something up where everybody.
That's without a doubt.
So everybody's getting love at all times. Mhm. So, you know, my baby, you go back and pour another drink and don't forget about pouring one out for your homie, Miss P, because, you know, I'm over here a little bit parched right now. I'm a little bit thirsty. So, Jay, I just wanted to say that it's nothing but love for you, baby. Thank you for supporting the Intune Show from day one. You have been the number one supporter, I must say. I have to put that out on the air. Jason has been.
I love to network. I can't lie. I love to network. And I can't lie, that was one of my flaws back in the days. I was just focused on the art. I like meeting people, but I was like calling people back, and I wasn't as much as I could. So nowadays, I'm going extra hard. Promotion and networking.
Yes. Keep on going hard, because I like it like that. Yay!
I got drive.
I just got to work on my radio interview skills.
That's right. So I'm definitely going to link you up, Mr. Cannon, and all that, baby. But I'm going to let you go because I have another person that I have, Jeremy Thornton, coming on, and I'm going to touch bases with him. But I love you so much. You have a good night, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for taking the time. You have a good night, Jason.
Thank you, PM, too. Let's go.
Have a good one, man. Take care.
All right, too.
Okay. Bye. Yeah, so that was the CEO himself. Very positive, very energetic,
very
positive. Just him. I mean, I loved him from day one. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Right, to anyone that has been listening, I appreciate you all for your support. But Jason has been down since January 8th, and that's when the Intune Show has launched. He has been an advocate listener, a supporter. So I just had to put that out there from day one. Every single show that has happened, he has actually been on live. So I'm definitely feeling him for his love, and I'm always going to be there to support him. Definitely. So we're running a little bit behind, but we're going to play Jeremy Thornton's song, and then we're going to, you know, we're going to conference him in. But, you know, I just wanted to play one of his songs. I think he's amazing because he has a diverse style. He's different, and, you know, I'm feeling that. So we're going to play one of his songs right now so we can give the world a little listen to what is to come for this man because, I mean, I'm just, like, blown away by him. Here we go.
Let's go.
I'm walking back and forth. Thank you.
So that was Jeremy Thornton, Piano Man. I love that. I just love the whole feel. I can't wait to just talk to him right now. He's actually on the line right now, so we're going to conference him in. Jeremy?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Hey, how's it going,
Jeremy? How are you?
I'm
doing well. You are on the line also with the Piano Man, which is our guest host for the day.
Oh, cool. How are you going, Piano Man? Oh, I'm chilling out.
Right,
enjoying the beautiful weather.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Where are you at? Because it is not beautiful in New York.
Really? I'm in Atlanta. I live in Atlanta. And I've been here. Yeah, I've probably been living here for about the last 7 or 8 years, so. Yeah, I'm enjoying. I'm originally from Chicago, where I totally feel your pain with the cold weather. So I understand.
You have experience.
Please fill
Jeremy.
Fill me. Oh, it's crazy. But anyway, I love that song.
Oh, I definitely appreciate it. It's a
I'm serious. I love it.
It's definitely a heartfelt song. You know, when you kind of are in a relationship and you come across that falsehood and you don't know what to do next. So I guess you just you speak on it and then you move on, you know.
That's right.
That's
we all been there.
Right, but are you just like do you do the music, but as far as like the instruments and or is it like a whole band?
Yeah, it's I have a band that I usually play out with. But you know, as far as the music, I write all of the songs. So except for like one song on my album, I didn't write. And I did it because it was just a beautiful song, and that song was called Differences. But the Messing Around song, the Victim of My Love song, all of those songs I wrote. And I play acoustic guitar, and I play piano. So I definitely, you know, play instruments, but more of a songwriter.
Right. So it's like women throwing themselves at you like every 2 minutes, right? Because I'm ready to throw myself on a plane to Atlanta. I'm serious. Actually, what part of Atlanta are you in? Because I'm in Atlanta every couple of months. I'm serious. Now, let me, I am in Atlanta.
I just actually moved. I got a little house in the West End, but just I hang out around the Cabbage Town area, and I've been there for, you know, I guess the last 7 years, so I'm always in that area, so definitely.
Oh, okay, because I'm always in Atlanta, Georgia, on Peach Street, because for a work conference, but I could come to your house
definitely.
And listen to some music now. I could come to Cabbage Town now.
You heard he say he has his own house.
Yes, his own house.
Not in a party,
exactly.
At his own house. So you already know.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely a labor, that's for sure. You come up with different bills and different things that you're just totally not used to, but it's cool. It's working.
No,
it's
definitely.
It's all working.
So tell us, how long have you been doing music? I mean, give us a little bit of history on you. Tell us about you.
Well, I started out as a hip-hop artist. And I used to go under the name Still True with 1L. And I did a lot of stuff it was a Chicago vibe back in the 90s. So I kind of did that for a while and then just kind of transcended into doing any kind of music that I feel. And so I think that has kind of, you know, made me the artist that I am today. I just do the music that I feel, whether it's a rock song, blues, R&B, soul, whatever. I just do it all and I put it all together. So just vibing for the last, I'd say probably like the last 5 years, kind of really kind of coming up with my own style. And I've kind of like released a couple of independent CDs. The one that you play that song off of is called When Ugly People Make Good Music. And I released another CD a few years ago called Rise Up. So those are kind of the two that have a lot of the different genres of music kind of mixed into one thing.
Right. And what made you come up with that concept as to, like, blend them all together? Because I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it because I think it's absolutely sexy, to be honest with you, because I'm a music lover. But what made you come up with that concept?
I think the main thing that made me come up with the concept is this: my love for music. I love everything. I love KRS-One. I love Prince. I love Ronald Isley, Al Green. You know, you name the person, I love them. You know, as far as artists go, and I've always been a person who listened to everything. And so a few years ago, or maybe about 5 years ago, a person kind of like challenged me to do what I felt versus do what I felt I needed to do. And I've been just kind of rolling with it ever since then, just kind of coming up with my own stuff. And I just do any song that I feel, and if I feel it, I do it.
Is there any of the songs that you have, you know, made or written, I should say, that touches you the most, and why?
Wow, that's a great question. I did this song. It's a slower song. It's called Your Eyes. And it's about kind of being in a relationship where you know what's right, but you kind of give in because that girl has that look in her eye, or that she has you kind of mesmerizing in that moment. And I think that's a song that was kind of heartfelt for me. And I just kind of roll with it. And I would say that's probably my most heartfelt song. And as far as emotion and getting it out the way I wanted to get it out, as far as the song goes, I think it really kind of came off.
Right. Right. That's, I mean, I love it. I love it. I love when a man, like, can I just say that? I love when a man can write something and it's not being written as that hoe, that slut, that B-I-T-C-H. You know what I mean? It's like he's hurt and that's the only way he can express himself. Come on.
Emotion,
but when you can write something,
feeling.
I'm sorry, Piano Man?
No, emotion and feeling. I mean, he's able to describe himself with words that, you know, it's not being used by the mainstream media. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he just comes out real, comes out natural.
Right,
that's why I could respect
it and relate to Jeremy, because we all been hurt, scorned, abused, you know, lied to, whatever. But it's just that I can't respect music where people are, like, referring to women as hoes and sluts, even though there's women that carry themselves a certain way. But aside of that, if you can just separate all that and say, you know what, this is how I feel because of this, and write in a way that shows, you know, creativity, artisticness, that's what a woman would probably understand faster than you calling her a hoe and a slut
in the song.
When
it comes to music like that, the hoes and sluts and stuff like that, that's basically more club music. What Jeremy does, that's real music, music from the soul,
yes,
music
Jeremy.
From the heart. You know, I mean, let's take it back in the day, in the 50s and in the 40s, when, you know, when men were actually talking about the girl that broke their heart and, you know, shattered it into pieces and actually put that into words. And nowadays, those are classic songs. You know, I think that's what we got away from, you know, and that's what we got to get back to, because that's where, you know, music actually has its full effect. Jeremy, you would
like
to say something?
Jeremy?
Absolutely.
What's your take on that?
I think that I don't necessarily, you know, write it from, I mean, I love to be in the moment with the song, and I love to be heartfelt. I'm not a person that kind of goes to that level where I would disrespect a woman by calling her a name, because she can call me a name back, and then we're back at the same place again. But I do believe in sending a message and just expressing my feelings, however that is, you know, and that can come in different forms. So I definitely think that, you know, the way we express ourselves is definitely a point of reference for everybody. So what I do, it affects the next, you know, child or man coming up, and he hears what I do, and I think that hopefully he'll kind of take my vibe and kind of go with that. And I have some songs that don't necessarily go, you know, they're not necessarily talking about the negative parts of relationships. I have some great songs that talk about the good times in relationships as well. And I think that it's the well-roundedness and the things that we go through as human beings that I just that I want to express. So that's kind of where I'm coming from.
I love where you're coming from, Jeremy. Are you single? No, I'm just. What you would notice about me, Jeremy, because of course I'm going to have you back on the show more than just today, is that Miss P is a flirt and just, you know, funny. So you'll kind of get
beautiful.
Used to me, because this is your first time you're talking to me. We're
yeah,
always emailing each other.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, picked the show up a few weeks ago and loved it. I love the expression
you.
Of everything that's kind of going on. So I'll definitely be, if I'm not talking to you, I'll definitely take this time out on Saturdays especially, just to make sure that I'm listening.
Oh, my God. Hug yourself.
Thing going on.
That's the stuff.
Hug yourself for that, Jeremy, because if I was in Atlanta right now, I would leave the conference I was in and get in the cab and come find you and just hug you.
Yes, she would.
Okay?
She would. That's beautiful. She would, Jeremy.
That's beautiful.
She would. She would.
She would.
The next time you come to Atlanta, just you make sure you contact me, and we'll do it.
Definitely, it's
going to
be April.
Okay, cool.
In April, and guess what, Jeremy?
You
that's
feel
my birthday
the
week.
Love connection.
Yes, Jeremy, that's my birthday weekend, so someone better be playing some music or something.
That's,
I'm not saying cook.
So you're
Jeremy.
Court.
Jeremy, you
I'm
already
Aries.
Know.
Aries.
I'm an Aries.
Say it again, gentlemen.
I'm an Aries.
You already know.
What'd
you
say, Piano Man?
Your birthday.
No,
Sherry,
Deanna,
you
just,
already know.
Not necessarily take me out. I just want to hear some music. Just do something. Like, just sing or something. Have me all memorized. Like, woo.
That's what's up.
I know that's
it's,
right,
it's,
Jeremy.
If I'm not performing there, a whole bunch of people that do, I get around and, like, get a chance to listen to some great music because the city's full of it. So
I'm sure. I mean, I've been to Atlanta over a dozen times in the course of where I work, and I have yet to, you know, venture out from that conference room when there's nothing to do. I always go back to the hotel room and go take a nap. You know,
it would be
awesome to actually go around and see Atlanta instead of just, like, go to Atlanta, be in Atlanta, and then leave Atlanta, because that's just, like, my little thing every couple of months. It's crazy.
Well, that's,
so I'm
that's,
looking forward
you're
to
make,
that, too.
Make a change for that, so we'll definitely do it up. Have a good time.
I'm looking forward to that, definitely. So the one that song that you wrote, No Fear, because, you know, the show is kind of winding down now, and I'm so sorry, like, everything got behind or whatever. But the show that you have, I mean, the song that you have, No Fear, tell us a little bit about that. What made you write that one?
Oh, wow. I was in a relationship, and the girl that I was with was having problems with, I would say, committing to just being in the relationship. And when I say committing, I'm not talking about, you know, cheating or anything like that. But what I'm saying is she was having a problem with being loved, because I guess she had been in relationships where she wasn't loved. And I just wanted to assure her that it was about love and nothing else. So
Like, where did they like, grow you from? Because you couldn't have been born. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had to, like, actually be in, like, a garden patch and grown up. So what's your sign, Jeremy?
That's what's up. But, yeah, it's, I love,
like, you
song.
And Piano Man are, like, the sweetest, and Jason, who just got off the line, like, the sweetest guys I know, and I love it, and I love
Aww.
The energy. I do.
Definitely
I love the energy, and I love it. So, like, quickly, tell us, Jeremy, what are the social networks, and where can you be found? Because I want people to always connect to you. I'm going to be, like, with everybody else that comes on the show in general that tell me that they have a project or they're doing something, I'm going to totally attack it with you as a team, so that way more people can know who Jeremy Thornton is. So where else can people find you? To listen
the main place,
to your music.
The main place is JeremyThorntonMusic.com. I'm there. That's my official site. You can find me on Twitter and Facebook and all of those things, but you can connect to me from JeremyThorntonMusic.com, and, I mean, that covers all of those other social networks and all of that stuff.
That is so awesome. And then, world, just to let you guys know that Miss P, like we were just discussing, Jeremy and I and the Piano Man, that I'll be in Atlanta. I'm definitely going to meet up with Jeremy at some point and get, like, live footage, if that's okay with Jeremy, because that way we could do, like, the blind date thing. You know how they do? And they be having, like, the little quotations, like, are you serious? You know, like, so, no, I'm just kidding. But... But I would definitely love to meet you in person, you know, at whenever time permits and you're okay with that. Because
Absolutely.
As ladies, as you see, look how awesome Jeremy is. I mean, come on. Are you single, just for the record?
Yes.
Jeremy? Yes?
Ooh, that was a long pause.
Yeah,
pause.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold up. We don't need
that.
Nobody calling
we
it to the show
that.
Like Miss Tate. You know, like Miss Tate, what you trying to do here?
Whoa. The reason the long pause is just because I've just kind of recently gotten out of a relationship. And so I have to pause to, like, think, like, yeah, you know what? I am single. So
I understand. I understand. It's just like a birthday. You know how you change birthdays, your age go up, and then people be like, Miss P, how old are you? And I'm like, and they're like, you don't know how old you are? Yeah, that happens to anyone. It's okay. Because I want you to know that I know how to fight. So if she calls the show, I will fight her virtually over the phone. I'm just a joker, but I'm just a joker. But Jeremy, when you get a chance and you're on a computer, we're trying to build up our Intune family on our website as well, and then I will put your link from your website onto our website so people can easily find your website when, you know, to listen to your music or whatever the case may be. And I will shoot you that email with the website address, which everybody should know anyway. It's HTUNED.WEBS.com. Join the family. I'm in the process, because I'm working on a website myself, of implementing a lot of good things on it. I've actually been working over on it since yesterday, updating it and stuff like that, so we can have some good stuff going on, some good conversations. I mean, you're welcome to upload your music, videos, and stuff like that on there. And I will also upload your link to your site up there so people can just click on it. There's so many different options, and I'm just trying to use that as a basis for networking. So people, good grounded people like you, the Piano Man, the CEO himself, and all the others that we've interviewed on the show can kind of come together and do some networking and stuff like that together and stay in contact with each other. Because, you know, for the love of me, I don't understand why everybody uses Facebook, but not everybody is always on Facebook. Not everybody's going to always be on the Intune website either, but for the most part, you know, at the end of the day, if you don't feel like researching somebody here, you can always find them at the Intune show as a family member, because we don't consider people, you know, like members and fans and stuff like that, because we don't want fans. That's not what we're trying to do here. We want people to be family. And when you have family, you love your family no matter who they are and what they do, right? So that's the basis of what we do. So, Jeremy, great. I want you back on the show ASAAAAAP, you know, if that even makes sense. And to share some more of your music when you have anything upcoming and stuff like that. We have some people that's actually friends with us or family members with us on the website that's actually from Atlanta. So I think that it would be great if you just, you know, put your stuff out there, and then that person could also be one of your marketing people as well.
Cool.
So it's just all about pushing each other out there until we get where we need to be, until the wheels fall off, so to speak, you know?
Absolutely, and I'm going to add you as a link on my website as well. So we're definitely kind of just.
Stop it.
I think that's
because now
that
you're making
important.
Me want some fried pickles. Out there in Atlanta, they be making fried pickles, Piano Man.
That's what's
oh,
up.
My God. Oh, girl, I know I was in Sand Hill, Georgia. Trust me, I know.
Okay, because I had fried pickles for the first time. I was in shock. I was like, what? Who's fried pickles? But then when I had them.
Exactly.
I was in love.
Still, but no, they are so good. They are so good.
Definitely. It really is. But, Jeremy, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for being a supporter. Thank you so much for being family, because I'm not even going to say supporter anymore. I'm going to say family. I adore you already, and I don't even have to see you physically to know the presence that you have over the phone with me tonight kind of signed, sealed, and delivered everything that I need to know about you. Thank you so much for being you. Continue to do what you do, how you do it, because I'm in love with it right now. And when the show's over, I'm actually going to just sit down in the dark and just listen to your music over and over again until I can't listen anymore. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. Thank you.
Yeah, that was a flirt, but you missed it. No. Anyway, Jeremy, let me know whenever you're ready to come back on the show, because you're more than welcome. Your family, you know how family just walked right in?
That's it.
You have permission to do that with us. So anytime, any place, you just name it. We're here, okay? Thank you so much for sharing your talent with us.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. All right, the Piano Man.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Ms. P. All right, peace.
Definitely.
Peace.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, so that was Jeremy.
Woo.
You know what, Piano Man? We've been having some awesome guests. I'm so hyped.
Yeah, we did.
I'm so hyped.
You
just brought the
we
energy with
it.
You, Piano
we
Man.
Got through it. Oh, man, what a great show, let me tell you. What
it was awesome. It was so awesome.
It was awesome. It was interesting. Oh, man, the people were great. We met a lot of characters.
Yes, we have not met this character that we've seen. For those that, you know, we totally, you know, we cannot end the show without talking about something crazy. That just doesn't happen in the real world, okay? Piano Man is a comedian, and, of course, we're going to have the Piano Man, just for you guys to know, as part of the Intune team. So for anything that you guys have any questions, which you can get Lady Cario, myself, always hit up the Piano Man on his Facebook page, and he'll have the info for you guys, whatever. You know, he is part of the team.
Definitely.
He is part of the family. You will. This is not like the first day that you guys will see Mr. Piano Man here and then not again. That's not going to happen ever in life. We have a lot of good stuff coming up as far as like videos and stuff, and Piano Man is going to be like the main man on those things. So you guys, you have a lot to look for Mr. Piano Man. This is just his introduction into the whole, you know, into thing, but he's definitely not going anyplace, okay? So always look forward to... Right, always look forward to, right, exactly, the Piano Man on in full effect. So anyway, Piano Man, now you know that girl that was in that video from World Star Hip Hop, like 729 pounds, and don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about weight people, because Miss P is a big girl, you know, but it's
okay,
just
before,
all
before,
about,
Miss
okay.
Miss P, before we go on, America,
yes.
If you don't know, go to worldstarhiphop.com. Right on the front page, there's going to be a girl. Now, yes, she is big, and we're not knocking on the weight, people. We are not knocking on the weight. But if you're having a bad day, you're going through something a little gloomy, and you need a real good laugh, let me tell you, America, this is the video. Let me
definitely.
When I saw this video, it put a smile on my face. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Craziness. Okay.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying you could have went on Miss Piano Man, because I'm telling you, this is crazy. It's like, I don't know, she looks young, but God only knows, because everyone thinks I'm young, but I'm not. She just was like 750 pounds dancing in front of the webcam. I forget the name of the song, but that's irrelevant.
Drew Hill.
It's
She was dancing to a song from Drew Hill, and it's just she comes on the video, and you know, she's real innocent looking, you know, she's real sweet looking. You don't see nothing, you know, nothing crazy going on. And about 15 seconds into the video, the whole demeanor changes. I mean, the focus that this girl had on her face, and you could tell she was so into it, Miss P. I mean, she must have had a picture of somebody in front of her. She must have been thinking of somebody, because, Jesus, people, when you see this video, you're going to laugh. You're going to die. I mean, wow. Did she get low or what?
She got low, and let me just say that she dances better than me, and that's why I'm probably hating, because she was dancing better than me.
Let me tell you, you got to give her props. If she has a man or whoever it is that she wants, brother, let me tell you, run. Go get her. You're going to have a great time. You're going to love it. You're going to enjoy it. Do your thing, because she deserves it, bro. She deserves it, for real, because she's going to rock ya. She's going to rock ya. Let me tell you.
She is going to totally rock your house. Whoever she has her sights on, male, female, cat, dog, she's definitely trying to give it up. And you guys need to totally give eye full of that, because it was totally amazing in so many words. But what about that guy who was a grandfather, or the dad, whatever, and he went in the refrigerator to get his chocolate, and it was like the candy was gone, and he just started freaking up the whole kitchen.
Really?
He was like throwing the stove down.
Tell me.
Yeah, the dude went in the refrigerator looking for his candy. The candy was MIA. So he freaks, and he starts trying to rip the door off of the hinges of the freezer door. He starts throwing stuff out of the refrigerator or the continents. Then he flipped over the stove.
For candy.
Now, this is
just for candy.
For candy. Now, everyone was questioning this because they was like, was this real? Was it not real? Because the whole thing was like, my thing in my mind is like, why would you flip over a stove that's connected to a gas link where you can blow the whole house up just over a piece of candy? And the person who videotaped him was like, Dad, did you take your medication? Dad, calm down.
No, I will buy you candy. Miss P, if you would tell me there was a bag of crack inside the gas itself, and this dude is a fiend, and he's trying to, you know, get to it. Now, I could see that taking place. I could see, but, you know, him ripping everything up like Superman, like the Incredible Hulk, and just, you know, doing his thing, but over candy. Now, how good is this candy that you're willing to blow yourself up? That's
good.
What I want to get to. What does this candy do? What special effect does they have? I mean, it better be some goddamn good candy. It really does.
Yeah.
I mean, hello.
It was crazy. We have some calls on the line. Let's take some calls real quick before we go. Let's see.
Let's go.
Calling you on the line with Miss P and the Piano Man. Who's calling?
Yep.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes? Calling you on the line. Okay.
Hello, is anybody there?
No, they just gone. They left us. They left us. They was like, whatever, dude, whatever.
Hey, you're lost.
Yeah,
you famous.
Right. I'm not mad at them, though. I'm not mad at them. You know, it's whatever.
Hey.
That just gives us more time to run our mouth for the next couple of minutes before the show ends.
Hey,
yeah,
really
so like you said,
if
it was for crack,
anything,
okay, fine. Chocolate, okay, no. First of all, he's not a woman, so I can't see why he was bugging out like that over the candy because, you know, women get like that at certain times of the month, and you all know what I'm talking about. Because yesterday, one of my bosses was like, do you want something from outside? And I'm just like, yeah, give me some chocolate graham crackers, right? And they sell it at Starbucks. It's like, too. I don't, it's
now,
because
see,
we need
something.
It.
From a guy's point of view, I never understood that. What is it about chocolate that and that time of the month that just, you know, makes you go crazy? Well I mean,
because
that
we're in a hormonal
understand.
Imbalanced place. There's just like a person who smokes weed or a person who's an alcoholic or a person that has their drug of choice. If you don't have it, it's
go
crazy. It's like, what do you mean we can't have chocolate? Like, some women like to have something salty versus something sweet, but caffeine is in chocolate. So caffeine kind of like evens out your levels, you know, and when your body. So it's like, what do you mean? Like, you can't have a piece of chocolate. So this dude goes, and I'm like, yeah, bring me the 2 graham crackers. Now, here it is. He's been gone for like 20 minutes. So I'm ready to rip his head off, rip him to shreds. Because I'm like, are you kidding me? Did you really take this call to bring me chocolate? And then he comes busting the door like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I got to went by myself. You know, like, I turned into, like, this thing. I didn't mean it, but it was just because, it was because I was going through what I was going through. Like, I needed that chocolate, and he just kind of held me up. So I guess it's pretty much like the grandfather in that video, like, where's my chocolate? Because when you have your mind, your heart, your insides are just ready for something like that, and then you don't have it, it's like, yo, you could just kill somebody, so to speak. But you didn't hear that on the Intune show. We don't condone killing.
Now, it's funny that you're talking about the time of the month, going off the subject a little bit, but touching the subject at the same time. Let me ask you a question, Ms. P. The other day, I was having a conversation with a certain friend of mine, and, you know, just in the conversation itself, you know, we were talking about, you know, that time of the month. And, you know, something interesting came up, and I would like to ask you this.
Sure.
Do you believe that men, you know, in certain times of the month, you know, go through the same thing that women go through? Not the physical, but the emotional state. What do you think?
You know what? I kind of heard this conversation before, like, with a few people. And first I was like, yeah. Then first I was like, no. Then I was like, yeah, again. But then once I had this conversation again recently, I kind of, believe it. Because you know what? If men can go through these attitude problems, one minute they up, one minute they're down, I don't see why they can't have a menstrual without really having a menstrual, you know? And I just think that men are just as moody, just like when women are pregnant and men are experiencing, like, pregnancy symptoms. You know, no, they're not physically pregnant, which we wish they all can be, and which we wish they all can have a menstrual as well. But at the same time, they go through the nausea and the headaches and the bloating and certain situations that, you know, women go through. So I do believe that it's possible, Piano Man, for men to experience certain things hormonal that women, you know, derive from. Yeah, I do. What do you think?
No, Miss P, this might sound funny, and real quick, we only got 2 minutes to go, but
right.
I agree with you. Me as a man, now, America, listen up. Me as a man, there's times, you know, in the month where I'll wake up and, wow, am I moody. Let me tell you that if anybody says anything to me, I'm ready to fight on the spot. Do not bother me. Do not look at me. Do not talk to me. Just stay away from me. Let me be. Let me do what I want to do, and that's it. And, you know, that's what I think it is. That's what I think it is. There's times in the month where men have to be men, where they want to be left alone and they just want to do their own thing. And, you know, I guess that's us getting our period. I guess that's what it is, because, you know, it's funny and it sounds weird, but there has to be a logic behind it. It has to be, because, you know, it's so common, and you see it in so many men nowadays. I mean, yo, man, we could get real moody sometimes. We really can, for no reason.
It's so true, and I'm glad that you are man enough to bring that out to the world. Like, you know, these things do happen, because they do.
Baby, I'm comfortable in my own skin. I'm good. I'm married.
I know.
Boys. I'm holding it down. I'm all right. Don't worry.
That's right. And that's why I love you so much, because you are all right and you are everything. I mean, your temperament, everything about you is just amazing to me. And I'm just so blessed to have met you and have you as part of
definitely.
The family. And I look forward
definitely.
To everything
oh, before
that
we go,
to come.
Before
you know,
we
man.
Go, let me tell you, I love the setup that you have here in the studio. I mean, I feel at home. I really do. I feel like I can just get in my pajamas and get in my slippers and just have a beautiful conversation with you. I'm telling you, I feel so at home. It's great. I love it. You've been great. You're a great host. You're such a flirt.
Thank
I
you.
Love it. You're sweet. You're funny. And, hey, big things, baby. Big things.
Definitely, and I definitely appreciate you being a part of the team, and we look forward to everything that's to come for the Intune Show with the Piano Man. Again, I apologize to everyone that, you know, as far as, like, the delays on how fast we got to everybody, but we was having such a great time that time flipped us, and we all experienced that, and we know how that goes. I also want to just say, you know, look us up on Facebook under the Intune Show. We're on MySpace under the Intune Show. We're on Twitter under the Intune Show. You can look up the Piano Man to friend him. He's awesome. Look up BR Time Bomb. Look up Jeremy Thornton. I mean, all the amazing people that we have on the show is only going to get better. It's only going to, you know, improve as time goes on. We appreciate you as a listener, and we look forward to you next Saturday at 6 p.m. sharp. Starting March 1st, we're going to implement Tuesdays for an hour, and then we're also going to have Saturdays for 2 hours. So it's just more of the Intune Show coming your way. So definitely stay in tune for a better. Mr. Piano Man, love you much, much, much. You enjoy the rest of your
much
Saturday.
Love, baby,
thank
much
you
love.
For being part
you
of the team.
Too.
Thank you. You
definitely.
Guys have
thank
a good
night. Thank you for
night.
Having me, and it's been great.
Sure.
Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good night, guys. Bye.